XRN.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. We got everything you want, honey. We know the names. We are the people that can find whatever you need. If you got the money, honey, we got your disease. In the jungle, welcome to the jungle. Bring you to your knees.
Welcome to the jungle and welcome to the Crespo Disco for February 2014.
That's yes, right. 2014. I do believe we are in the year 2014.
Almost at 2015.
Dude, that's next year this time.
No.
We're not there yet.
Time goes by fast enough. I don't need to.
Please tell me we're not there yet.
I don't need to skip over a whole year. Welcome to the show. Thank you for downloading. This is a bonus Cinema Crespo Disco episode, one of our music-centric episodes. This is what happens when a few people request something. We start doing it and then we don't know when to stop. You're listening right now to a sweet cover of Welcome to the Jungle by the band's called Iron Horse.
Yes.
And they're a bluegrass band, as you can tell. And this is what they do. They do covers of a lot of awesome stuff. So you can check those guys out.
I like the Modest Mouse covers they do.
They do Modest Mouse covers. That's great. That's Drew Sikogren. Drew, how's it going?
It's going.
I meant to introduce you and I totally forgot. We are doing cover songs this episode, and this was Drew's idea.
Yeah, it just kind of came to me.
And I gotta say, it's a great one, dude.
I know.
It's actually such a good idea.
These things
I came up with so many cover songs to do that we're gonna have to revisit this
some other time
down the road. Right. We have to do a part two, maybe a part three, and who knows how often we'll do cover songs.
Well, I mean, as long as other bands keep covering other bands, we'll be able to do this.
As long as there are awesome cover songs out there, right?
This is only six that I've got here.
Well, you're cheating because you're using
for another one.
Now segment at the end, which we'll get to that later. But let's talk about some cover songs, obviously. That's how music kind of was in the beginning. There was not like there were that many songs in the beginning. A few people came up with a few songs, and those songs got passed through generations. Essentially, songs for the longest time were cover songs, like folk songs and shit like that. Just gets passed along. And now, you know, with the last... How long have we been recording music for as people?
Edison started recording on the phonograph.
So we'll call it a little over 100 years.
I mean, that's as far back as I can. I mean, I'm sure people were doing some crazy things in other places that I don't know about.
I remember reading something about how, clay pots found in a Egyptian tomb for a pharaoh's tomb that had grooves in it. If you like did something like with a record player where you played the grooves, he did something like that. Sound was emanating from like they were recording something somehow. I don't know. That might have been ancient aliens too. I have no idea.
That's scary stuff.
Covers were the way things were. That's how songs got passed down. But now that we record stuff, you know, a song can be recorded once and it's there for posterity. And then if other people play that same song, well, now it's a cover song, right? You know, it's kind of weird how that has evolved. So these are all songs that have been written and performed, written by other people, but we're showing, we're playing some of our favorite versions, not by the original artist. Some of them were popular, some of these songs are popular, some of them are not. This will be a fun little journey, I think, fun little episode. And Drew, since it was your idea, why don't you start? I'm going to go ahead and get your song started, and you can tell the people what it is and why you picked it.
All right. This is an Iron and Wine cover of a Postal Service song, Such Great Heights.
Such Great Heights.
This was put out on, I think, like they released a bunch of quote-unquote singles or EPs, I guess. Well, I guess they're more EPs than singles.
They're like little four or five songs.
Yeah, exactly. The little four or five song disc that had, you know, the single on it and then like a couple remixes or covers and maybe like an extra song on there depending on which one it was.
Okay.
This was on the Such Great Heights one. So
it was the Such Great Heights EP or
yes.
whatever. Okay. All right. Iron and Wine's pretty cool.
Iron and Wine's cool. They're very low key. It's definitely a different take on the song, but it still has the same feel for some reason.
The Postal Service one is more It's got that beat to it, right? It's a little more upbeat and poppy.
Yeah.
And this one's a little more melancholy, but it still has that melancholy sound. Yeah. Both of them still have that. I'm not a Postal Service fan. I think we talked about that in a previous episode.
Correct.
But I do like this song.
Yes.
Like the Iron and Wine.
Yeah. Cover. Everybody loves the Iron and Wine cover. I mean, they're...
It's simple. That's
hell, if you are our age, you've probably heard this.
Yeah.
And
even younger, even a few years older.
Heard it to ad nauseum.
I think I heard this song first on, like, an M&M's commercial or some shit like that.
Really?
Yeah. I definitely heard this version of the song on TV first.
Well,
when
that Postal Service album came out, it was all over the commercial scene. Like, they sold it quick.
And good for them, man. They made their money.
They made
a bunch of money off that. Good for them. And then Iron and Wine cashed in a little bit too because they covered it. And Eminem, I think it was Eminem. They're like, oh, we want to use this. It might have been Skittles. They're a little silly. I think it was Eminem. I just remember colored candies falling from the sky slowly.
Yeah, maybe it was Skittles.
And then the song was. It could have been Skittles. It could have been. I saw Iron and Wine once.
Did they play this?
I don't think so. I only saw part of their set because it was at a festival.
Okay.
I saw like 15 minutes of their set. It's one guy, right?
I think so.
From South Florida, too.
Yeah.
When I saw him, full band. It sounded nothing like the recorded stuff.
Yeah.
There was a full-on blues band on stage.
Yeah, most of the Iron and Wine stuff is just like him. This. Yeah. It's dude and a guitar.
Just a dude and a guitar, yeah. So it was kind of weird. I was with a friend of the show, Matty J.
Oh, very nice.
He was very disappointed by that.
Yeah.
He was like, what the hell is that? He was...
he wanted dude with a guitar.
He was visibly upset. He was like, what the hell is this? And I was like, dude, he's got a whole band. This is cool. He's like, no.
No, it's not cool. I'm a purist.
He's like, no, we're going to go see the Roots. I was like, all right, cool. Let's go see the Roots.
Yeah.
All right. That was a good choice, dude.
It's a good song.
It is a good song. It's a good song. Iron and Wines. Such great heights. All right, anyway. Do a trick.
Slow fade.
Yeah, that tricky slow fade. All right, so I'm going to follow it up sort of. That's actually sort of along the same lines here. Because this is a cover song of a... The original song is a poppy, more upbeat version of this. This is slightly more downbeat, but it's still pretty similar. It's the Chromatics.
Uh-huh.
Running Up That Hill. It's a Kate Bush song from the 80s. I didn't even know that. I heard this first, then looked up online. I was like, oh,
It's
a cover of a Kate Bush song. Who's Kate Bush? I don't know.
I have no idea.
I'm not an 80s music baby. You know, I have no idea. And then I listened to the original.
That sounds awesome.
Not as good. Original's not as good.
Yeah.
You know, the synthesizer does. Their synthesizer sounds weaker. It's like, wah, wah, wah. This one's like plays out longer.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting.
It's more lush.
It is more lush, yeah. It's produced nicer, and I think this chick sings nicer than Kate Bush does, so there you go. So let's listen to this for a quick second here. Some Chromatics. But you want to know it didn't hurt me. But you want to hear about the deal. And then the beat comes in. Yeah, it's awesome, right? It's so cool.
I love this song. I didn't know it was a cover.
Yeah, it's a cover. Got into the Chromatics because of the movie Drive.
Yeah.
Drive soundtrack had a Chromatic song on there.
Dude, that soundtrack changed my musical outlook.
It did. Is that crazy?
No.
Is that crazy? And there's only like four or five songs on there, and the rest were all original stuff.
Yeah.
You know, actual score stuff.
I mean, those five songs turned me on to like two, three different genres of music.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So the Chromatics are great. I love them. Their whole album is great. The name of the album is Night Drive.
Yep.
As in driving at night, which is, I mean, this album's perfect for listening to driving at night. So is that Desire album?
Yes. That Desire album is very good.
And then you say...
Same people.
They share members. There you go. There you go. So Running Up That Hill, Chromatics, Kate Bush cover, way better than the original. Awesome song. There you go. Slow fade.
Slow fade.
Slow fade. All right. So let's... Drew.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you tell us about your next pick?
Why don't you start playing it, then I can start talking about it.
Oh, shit. No, you want?
This is one of my favorite metal bands, Mastodon. And they're covering another one of my favorite rock bands, Thin Lizzy. This is Emerald.
Yes.
This is off of, technically it's Mastodon's second album. Remission.
Right.
This is one of the, it's like a secret song or something.
Yeah, yep.
Bonus, mm-hmm. bonus track.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most people are just like, this is an awesome metal song. And then they don't even, like, I'm pretty sure I heard the Mastodon cover before I got into Thin Lizzy.
Yeah.
So. It's just, oh god, it's so rocking.
I'm pretty sure I got into Thin Lizzy shortly after Mastodon.
Yeah.
I heard this song, but I really didn't get into it that much, you know? And no. then I got the Thin Lizzy album Jailbreak.
Yeah.
And that ends with Emerald.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just like the last song on Remission.
And then I put two and two together and I was like, oh, it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, totally. It's, I mean, it's not really, there's no, it's not really different per se. I mean, the Thin Lizzy version,
yeah, it's a straight cover.
It's pretty much, it's just a little heavier and a little more sludgy, and that's just the way Mastodon is, though.
Yeah.
So.
Because Thin Lizzy, they had that dual guitar attack going on, and they're considered to be kind of the originators of that double guitar attack. You know, two guitars playing the same riff at the same time, and it just sounds beefier.
It does.
And, it's crazy how it's right up Mastodon's alley, you know?
The drums are up a little bit more on this recording, too. But,
yeah,
but
yeah,
that's just because...
The Mastodon drummer is a beast.
Well, he's like the Neil... He's like our age's Neil Peart.
Yeah.
He does most of the writing of the songs and all that stuff, and he's just behind the drums all quiet, like nobody ever talks to him.
Yeah. just playing like
a
monster.
Fucking genius.
Yeah, absolutely. And then and this is the part of the song where they kick into the, like, the 4 hours of solo. I mean... It's ridiculous.
It's so good. Just listen.
It's a great song, man.
Ah, it's so metal. I love metal. I love Mastodon. I love
Thin
Lizzy.
Thin Lizzy's great.
Like I said, when one of my favorite metal bands covers one of my favorite rock bands, only good things can come.
So it's Remission is the Mastodon album.
Yeah.
So check that out, people.
Yes.
And Jailbreak is the Thin Lizzy album.
Check that out.
That's the original song. Yeah. So totally. The boys are back in town.
Yeah. Totally.
Plenty of bands have covered that one.
Oh, yeah.
But who's covered Emerald?
Mastodon. Because they kick ass.
Great choice, dude. Love the song. All right, let's get out of the rocking for a second because I got my own little rocking tune to share with you guys. Trick Daddy?
Yes.
Remember that guy?
Mm-hmm.
You did that song, Come to Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yeah.
Trick Daddy, Come to Daddy.
Wait. Was it Aphex Twin?
That's Aphex Twin.
Come to Daddy.
It's Aphex Twin. That makes more sense. Dillinger Escape Plan covered that song with Mike Patton as their singer.
Oh, good Lord
is correct. When Dillinger was between singers for a minute there.
Do they do the bass drop?
I don't think so. Is there? I don't think so. I can't remember. But it's definitely... I mean, it's a straight-up cover of Come to Daddy, but it's still definitely Dillinger Escape Plan. And then it has Mike Patton being able to go crazy with the vocals, because that's what Mike Patton does. And it's off of their Irony is a Dead Scene EP, which only has 4 songs.
Yep.
And this is the last one on there. And it's the one EP they did with Mike Patton, and then they did like a really short tour. And then they got their new singer, who's been their singer now for like... He's not their new singer anymore.
Yeah.
They've done like 4 or 5 albums with him. At least one time when I saw them after they put out this album, it was after they put out this album before they put out Miss Machine.
Yeah.
But they had their new singer, and I saw them live, and they played Come to Daddy, and it was
Come to Daddy.
It was creepy.
Come to Daddy. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's pretty much this just live version of some dude on his computer making these same songs, same stuff.
Yeah, they can. They're able to recreate it with their guitars and stuff. So.
And their awesome drummer.
Yeah. Well, at that time, that was with the original drummer too. It's like, that guy is such a beast. Come to Daddy.
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's great that a metal band could just completely cover a techno song.
And it's like, it sounds like
it sounds just like it.
Yeah, exactly. So Irony is a Dead Scene, people. It's both a thing and an album, so check it out. Right, moving right along. Drew, what is your third choice?
My third choice is by a little-known ska band from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Real Big Fish.
Oh, yes.
They did a fantastic cover of A-ha's Take on Me from the Basketball soundtrack. You remember that?
Oh, really?
God awful movie.
It's on the Basketball soundtrack? That's so odd.
But I really, the only time I've ever been to a ska show, I went with my old roommate Hart. You know Hart.
Yeah.
Went and Real Big Fish was playing, and I'm really not into ska that much.
Right.
And this was like the only ska song that I really knew, and they played it, and I was so happy. It was the only song I knew.
That's hysterical.
But I actually prefer this version to the original A-ha. It's more rockin' and
more fun, yeah.
And the horns are awesome.
Horns are awesome. That's what ska has going for it.
Yes,
awesome horns. Ska live is also a lot better than recorded.
It is.
Because
live ska shows are crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not the biggest fan of ska and all that, but I did see Less Than Jake, and they were awesome.
Yeah.
So
I grew up in South Florida. I've seen Less Than Jake more times than I care to admit.
There you go. Okay. I saw that one time. It was good enough. Yeah. This is a basketball.
Yes. The basketball soundtrack.
So you turn up
God
the
awful.
Oddest gems in the weirdest places,
yeah,
man.
But it's a really good cover.
Hell yeah. It sounds like, I bet you, I can't remember from the movie because I haven't seen it in so long. I wonder if this played during the end credits. This seems like an end credits.
Probably.
Song. Yeah.
But it's rocking, and there are horns, and it's just a... So much fun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, fun. fun is the word. Absolutely, I agree. Yeah, very cool. Real Big Fish, Take On Me. And that's Real, R-E-E-L. And fade that out. All right. Well, my next song, I'm trying to see if I can relate it to the one you just said. I really can't. Because you just did a ska cover of an 80s
pop song. Yes.
Okay. I have a hardcore cover of a 90s hip-hop song. So.
Oh, very nice.
Not really.
There was a point in time where that was like the cool thing. Like rock bands were doing a lot of hip-hop covers.
Right.
At a certain point in time.
Right. So I think this is right around that time. Maybe around the beginning of that little phase there. Because mm-hmm. This was put out around 99?
Yeah, that was pretty much the beginning of it.
There's two versions of this. There's one version on a CD called Too Legit for the Pit, where it's all metal, hardcore versions of hip-hop songs,
uh-huh.
classic hip-hop songs.
Yes.
And then this band, Throwdown, they put it on one of their EPs, their a four-song EP, the Face the Mirror EP, which was only available on tour. At that time, you couldn't get it online.
So it was a tour CD.
It was a tour CD. Yeah. And I got it because I'm awesome.
Yeah.
And now it's all on Spotify, so none of that shit matters anymore.
Yeah, I was about to say, I found it like a billion times on Spotify.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It kind of ruins all the coolness. Anyway, so it's a cover of Baby Got Back. Check it out. I mean, how cool is that?
It's metal.
It's metal, but it's Baby Got Back, though. I mean, it's clearly.
Yeah, totally. 100%.
Baby Got Back.
And around thing in your face, you get sprung.
So if you like hip hop or rap, but you feel like it, rap music needs more
guitar solos,
group chanting, distortion, and double bass, then this is the way to go.
And screaming,
tons of it. Well, yeah, that's a group screaming. Because a lot of it's like
sweat.
The whole band doing it.
Gotta go like a turbo band.
Yeah, I mean, this is...
It's classic.
I almost didn't do this one. Yeah, I love that part. I almost did E-Town Concrete, which was a rap metal band. They had a cover of Nas's The World Is Yours.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is so good. Off the same Too Legit for the Pit CD. Mm-hmm. I almost went there. But I mean, this is just too much fun.
Yeah.
I had to.
Baby Got Back.
It's Baby Got Back! It's so fun! I mean, I can see girls dancing to this. A little bit of...
Love them like an animal.
A little bit of hardcore twerking.
Ooh.
There we go. Let's see some hardcore twerking.
Man, we could start like a thing.
Yeah. YouTube. Bunch of YouTube videos of girls twerking, but set to hardcore metal music.
Interesting. I like it.
Someone get on it.
I like it.
So, Baby Got Back and Slow Down, they're from California. The first few CDs were like, I love those CDs. And they put out like 4 or 5 in the last 6 years, like 4 albums in the last 6 years, 7 years. And they all sound the same. You know, it's one of those things where they were growing for a little while and then they hit a groove and then they just stuck with it.
Yep.
So now everything they do kind of sounds so like.
They're like Pennywise. They found their spot,
yeah,
and they just kind of rolled with it.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I mean, Pennywise,
pretty much, because all their stuff sounds the same. Yeah.
Pennywise has been doing the same album with different names and different lyrics for the last decade and a half.
Yeah, Throwdown's essentially done the same album with like four CDs in a row. But this was from like over 10 years ago when they were young and full of creativeness and inventiveness and vigor and
gusto.
And also all straight edge guys, so like no alcohol, no nothing. In
giant X's on their fists.
So they just had to have all this energy they had to get rid of somehow.
Man.
Yeah.
Got buns, hon.
All right, so Throw Down, Baby Got Back. It's awesome.
Agreed.
And fade up. All right, so hey, Drew. How do you want to follow that one?
I'm following this up with another cover of an 80s pop song.
Ooh, all right, cool.
This is, I guess what last time, I've been talking about Failure for a little while. They were like one of my unknown bands a little bit.
Right.
So this is Failure, and they're covering Depeche Mode's Enjoy the Silence. Unconfirmed rumors that the guys from Depeche Mode actually preferred this version to their own.
Interesting.
Unconfirmed rumors.
Unconfirmed.
I've seen it all over the internet, but I haven't seen any. There's no evidence to it.
No,
it's just
one of the things that goes around.
It's there.
Like Bill Cosby's dead.
Exactly.
Sort of
yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
But it's just it's a little more. It's very Failure. But it's. I mean, it's a great song.
It is a great song.
And I like this version better. It's very. I don't know. It's not really down and dour, but kind of. A little more mellow.
Yeah.
Until this part right here, when I start rocking.
Oh, that's so Failure.
I know. That's what I'm saying. If you're familiar with Failure, then yeah. And also, this song goes along with their whole love and heroin thing.
Yeah.
All I ever wanted is hair in my arms, Chris.
Yeah. That's true.
So it just it just works.
Very smart of them.
Yeah.
Very
smart. Fuckers.
I wanted to do. I had my own cover version of this. Not my own. I didn't cover this. But
Chris Crispo cover?
Chris Crispo cover. Evergreen Terrace covered this song.
Okay.
It's a hidden track on their album Buried Alive by Time. Buried Alive by Time.
Yeah, this is
or
off.
Burned Alive by Time.
This song is off some stupid compilation that I've never heard of before.
Of like other covers and stuff? Or like,
I don't think so. It's just some weird, like. Something, 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 volume 2.
Oh, one of those stupid things.
Yeah.
Word. Looks good.
But it's awesome.
It's definitely different from the Evergreen one, because the Evergreen one's a lot heavier.
Yeah.
This one's really cool.
It's a little lighter, but still kind of heavy. It's very Failure.
Still has that rock thing going. Yeah, very cool. I like it. Awesome. Failure. Enjoy the silence. And the heroin. Rest in peace, Philip Seymour. Plutarch Heroines B. All right. Well, okay. That was a good one, dude. That was pretty good.
Thank you.
This next one, the one I'm going to do, my number 4, we are flying through this one, buddy. Let me tell you, this will be our shortest Crespo disco yet. The band that's being covered, I was trying to choose which cover to do because I have like 3 or 4 different songs by the same band covered by a whole spectrum of people.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Almost went with the Nine Inch Nails cover of one of their songs. Almost went with the Dillinger Escape Plan cover of one of their songs.
Okay.
I ended up going with the Johnny Cash cover of one of their songs.
Okay.
I'm talking about Soundgarden.
Oh, nice.
Between the Bear and Me, another one. Where
Yeah. But what's Soundgarden one they cover?
They covered not Jesus Christ Pose.
No.
That's Dillinger Escape Plan. They covered something off of Super.
Day I Tried to Live.
The Day I Tried to Live. This is off the same album, I'm pretty sure. No, it's off the next album. Rusty Cage. Remember that song?
Yes.
The Johnny Cash cover. Have you heard the Johnny Cash version?
No.
It's good, man. I mean, it's Johnny Cash. This is off of his American album, which was produced by...
Is this off the same album that's got Hurt on it?
Yes. And it's produced by Beard Guy, Rick Rubin.
Yeah.
And it has Hurt on it. And I was like, man, should I do Hurt? Nah, everyone's Hurt. Hurt. Oh, man, everyone's seen that video.
Seriously, that cover of Hurt is...
It's great.
I didn't think anyone could top the sorrow of the Nine Inch Nails version. But good Lord, Johnny Cash just fucking nailed it.
Yeah, that video, the Mark Romanek video, yeah. It gives it all crazy context. It's weird. But his cover of Rusty Cage is awesome because it's... That's that steady guitar. Yep. It's super Johnny Cash. His voice is great. Even when he was older, towards the end of his years, yeah. He still had that awesome gravelly
but
voice.
It's Soundgarden.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, when Chris Cornell heard that Johnny Cash was covering something that he wrote, he probably creamed his shorts.
He was like, yeah! So excited. Yeah, it's Johnny Cash, man. The legend.
Exactly.
One of the best.
The man, the myth.
So the man in black. So good. Love this guy. I was in a band where we did a sort of covered Johnny Cash songs. We did one song that was an original song, but all the lyrics were different Johnny Cash songs.
Nice.
So it was one song, but I took lyrics from Man in Black, Ring of Fire, and something else. It was like talking 15 years ago. Then it kicks in here at the end, which is pretty cool. That's that Rick Rubin influence right there. You
know? Yeah, Rick Rubin's awesome.
He's like, trust me, man, we can beat this up over here.
Crazy bastard.
So good.
Now he's so nuts.
Now his beard's all white. Now he's Rick Rubin the white.
Yeah, yes, he is. As it was Rick Rubin the gray.
First he was Rick Rubin the black, then he was Rick Rubin the gray, and now he's Rick Rubin the white.
Oh,
and
man.
And his power has increased immeasurably each
every
sign
time.
It changes.
Yeah, I mean, man, I loved him in that Jay-Z video, 99 Problems.
Yeah. He was like, hey, I produced this.
He's like, yo, I'm going to be sitting in this car with you, and everybody's going to be like, who's the crazy homeless man in your car, Jay-Z? Oh, no, that's the guy who produced the album.
Oh, that guy's just a billionaire, don't worry about him. Don't you
slash crazy homeless wizard.
All right, Drew, number five, dude. We're already towards the end here. What do you got?
Number five, quite possibly the greatest cover of all.
Probably the most popular cover of all time.
And
especially with a lot of people not knowing that it's a cover.
I say this in all honesty, quite possibly the greatest cover of all time. It's a Bob Dylan cover.
Yes. Do you know what it is yet, people? You said Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan cover, greatest of all times. Why don't you start playing it? If you don't know what it is, then... I mean, it just starts off, if you don't know this freaking song.
Yeah.
It's Jimi Hendrix All Along the Watchtower. This is Jimi Hendrix's only top 10 hit.
Yeah, it was.
And it's not.
Was it a number one hit?
Yeah. And it's
only number one.
Yeah.
Which makes him a one hit wonder.
Yes. And it's also not his song.
Yeah. Is that crazy? It's only number one hit, not his song.
Yep.
Greatest number one hit wonder ever.
And most people don't even know. Like I said, most people don't even know that this is a cover.
Yeah. I didn't know for years.
I
was a kid, I didn't know.
I have never listened to the Bob Dylan version because there's no need to when there's this.
Yeah. For real.
I mean, Bob Dylan, you're fantastic, all that fun stuff. But it's Jimi fucking Hendrix.
The Hendrix version's way, way better.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Absolutely.
I can't say enough about it. The song's been playing my entire life, so.
Yeah, it has. And if you've seen any movie that has to do anything with the Vietnam or the 60s.
This song is playing.
The song keeps playing.
Yep.
Like, without fail.
Yeah, no matter what. This has been in so many movies.
Yeah, it's shorthand
TV
for the
shows.
60s. It's crazy. Yeah, it's so good.
It is. It's just, oh man, it's one of those quintessential songs. Mm-hmm. And it's a great cover.
Absolutely. Great cover, great song, great artist.
Another
great,
like
great,
I said,
original
I mean,
artist.
When, you know, when you got Jimmy covering Bob, you really can't go wrong.
Right. Could you? No,
you can't. No.
Agreed. All along the Watchtower. Everyone knows the song.
Yes.
Great stuff. Fantastic.
I mean, I couldn't not put it out there, though. I mean, we're talking about covers. It is the cover song.
I thought about it, too. I thought, should I add All Along the Watchtower? I mean, it is, you know. So I'm glad that you picked it, because someone had to. And I'm glad it was you.
Thank you.
Because that gave me room to
pick other stuff.
Pick my number five, which is a cover of a Radiohead song.
Oh, nice.
And it's a dub reggae version of Exit Music for a Film, which is from it's from their OK Computer soundtrack. You can also find it on the Baz Luhrmann's William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet soundtrack, because that plays during the closing credits.
Oh, Baz Luhrmann, silly man.
But this is the dub version by I'm gonna get this name wrong. Sugar. No, that part's easy. Sugar Minote. M-I-N-O-T-T. Sugar Minote. Sugar Minote.
No
Sugar
idea. Minot.
No idea. The CD is called Radio Dread. And it's all these dub reggae versions of Radiohead songs.
This is great summertime music.
Fantastic summertime music. It's also great spring music when you're driving in springtime.
Yeah.
It's also really good autumn music if you're chilling and it's, you know, the
you think it's cold. Yeah,
if
yeah.
you think it's cold and it's winter, it's great winter music when you sit inside and you drink some whiskey or apple cider.
Yeah, I mean, it's dub reggae covers Radiohead. Where can you really can't go wrong?
It's fantastic. Radio Dread is the name of the CD. There's actually two versions of. There's exit music for a film and then there's exit music for a dub.
Yes, which is even more dubby.
It is more dubby. I went with a slightly less dubby. This one, I like this one a little bit more.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean,
come on. It's good.
Great stuff. It's a great song. This is an awesome version of it. It's super chill. And hey,
roll up a spliff, man.
Roll up a spliff. If it's a great time to light them up if you got them, because now you're listening to some Radio Dread.
I just love the way the bass drops in this song. It's just so deep. If you've got it on in your headphones,
the bass is boss bass. So here you go. Those are our five covers. I wouldn't call them top five covers, but five awesome covers that we love. Covers. We're going to come back to this whole cover thing later because I think it's a fun topic. And it's cool. So yeah, good job, Drew, on picking that one.
Yeah.
On the whole covers thing. All right. So we're going to do what we're playing now. That's how we're going to close out the show. So this is the end of the show. We're going to talk about whatever we're listening to right now. And then I'm just going to close it out with those two songs. So before we do all that, make sure you rate and review us on iTunes. Check us out on Stitcher Radio. Go to Crisscross. You can check out back episodes there. You can check out reviews of movies. That was kind of my Bill Cosby there. Rudy, Theo, Lisa Bidet, Cockroach. Go to ChrisCrossway.com. Go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. Download the show. Tell your friends. Hit us up on Twitter at CrespoDiso. Hit me up at I am Chris Crespo and Drew
at Antihero419 on Twitter and Instagram.
Don't forget that Instagram. Cinema CrespoDiso on Instagram. And So cover songs. Well, you did.
Ha! I cheated.
You're doing another cover song. You got six in there, buddy.
I cheated. My sixth song. We're listening to now.
Which we'll start with. That'll be the first one coming to end the show.
All right. Yeah, it's off the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo soundtrack.
Ah.
It is Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross, mm-hmm. and Karen O mm-hmm. doing a cover of Led Zeppelin's Immigrant Song. Now, before you freak the hell out. And when I first heard about this, I'm thinking someone's covering Led Zeppelin. This is sacrilege. You cannot improve on Led Zeppelin.
You have to be a skeptic.
It is Led Zeppelin. It is perfect.
Agreed.
It's like somebody saying right now in 2014, hey, you know what? I think I should revise the Bible.
you mean Paul Thomas Jefferson?
I need to add some stuff about cell phones and not having sex with your animals and whatever else weird freaky shit people are doing nowadays that should not be being done. So,
you're right. The Bible should be updated to include cell phones. In my opinion, religion has not caught up to modern technology. Go ahead, Drew.
That is correct. I was very skeptical about it.
Right.
But, it was all the craze. There was a video for it, a really cool video for it.
Mm-hmm.
It got out before the movie. So I actually heard it before the movie. They used it during, the opening credits?
They used it in their opening credits and the trailer, too.
And in the trailer, it's a fantastic cover. It is exactly what it is. It's freaking Trent Reznor and Karen O doing Led Zeppelin.
Yeah,
it's very heavy, very industrial,
very cool,
still awesome, very awesome,
and probably the best thing to come out of that whole Girl with the Dragon Tattoo movie because
We're not talking about movies, Chris.
Yeah, we. Brought up like three different movie soundtracks. Isn't that ridiculous?
It is.
It's hysterical. It all comes back around anyway. So Immigrant Song, we'll start with that. And then I'm going to follow that up with what I'm listening to now. This is a throwback for me because I was listening to this a shit ton when I first came out for a couple years. And I haven't picked up in forever. Picked up again recently. I don't know why I did, but I did. And I'm glad I did. I'm talking about the album Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Silence by Glassjaw. You ever get into Glassjaw?
Nope.
That one album is really their only one good album. They put out one before that, which was a nah, and then the one or two after that, I was like, ugh.
And there are a lot of bands that I appreciate, and if you say the name of them, I'm like, oh yeah, I know who Glassjaw is. But I never really got into them. It's like kind of like the Voodoo Glow Skulls. Everybody was into the Voodoo Glow Skulls back in the day.
Everyone was into them for a minute.
And I never did. No. Yeah. I mean, I know who they are. I understand. I get it.
That's another
no,
one.
Yeah, thank you.
I agree with you. I didn't get into that one. But Glassjaw is awesome. This is, I guess you would classify it as sort of post-hardcore, New York City post-hardcore, because it's heavy, it's hardcore, but
I
it's
really
also
hate
a little
this
sloppy.
Whole post-hardcore grind core blah
oh everything
blah,
everything's
blah,
something core
blah.
Something core
yeah, yeah it makes yeah. me really angry.
But if you listen to the song, you can't really just be like, oh, that's
yeah,
oh, that's hardcore or that's punk. You can't, because it's a mixture.
It's post-punk hardcore grind metal.
No, there's no grind. No grind. No grind core in there. Thank God. If there was, it would be unlistenable. But this song is called Siberian Kiss. It's a second song off of Everything You Ever Want to Know About Silence, which is a fantastic album. Warn you, a little misogynistic. I believe the guy went through a pretty bad breakup and then proceeded
to hate women.
And then decided to write the lyrics for that whole album. So almost every song is about, you know, heartbroken, except for one song that's about him being a rock star. That's not, this one's Siberian Kiss. Enjoy it. Glassjaw, Immigrant Song, covers. Thank you for listening. Shortest Crespo Disco yet? I'm hungry. It's
more thing. I want you to sell yourself for one more. There's always one more thing. I want you to sell yourself. If I can't have you, no one will. What shit I'll offer to offer nothing. Are you certain? Are you certain? What shit I'll offer to offer nothing.
Oh,